Hello, everybody. You're watching Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. I am L. Ron Ferguson, and this is the show where we give away the best hypnosis information for the practicing hypnotherapist and the novice hypnotherapist. We have all kinds of tips, tricks, and techniques that will take your practice to the next level and make you a one percenter in the profession. If you're watching this anywhere else but calbanyan.com, you want to go there right away and take a look below, because we have all sorts of links. There's a text as to what this episode is about that's going to highlight some of it so you can see it visually as well as hear it audio, hear it with your ears. Full sensory experience. We're saturating you with hypnosis. How you doing, Cal and Meredith? I'm going to start with introducing Cal. No, you know what? I'll start with Meredith, because we want to leave the wow to the bow last. Meredith is one of my favorite hypnotherapists in California. She has a practice in Los Angeles. She went through the internship with Cal Banyan. She is, you know, I mean, in a profession where, you know, we have male hypnotherapists, female hypnotherapists. I have a lot of favorite male hypnotherapists, but I think, Meredith, you are my favorite, absolute favorite female hypnotherapist in the world. What do you think of that?
Wow, that is mind-blowing.
Yeah, you're awesome. And that rhymes with possum. She's got her master's degree, and if I know anybody who needs a hypnotherapy kick in the pants to break through the next level, it's you, Meredith.
Thank you, I think. Oh my gosh. L. Ron, if you haven't figured it out already, is our comic relief. He is not only, I mean, he can't just be an amazing hypnotherapist. He has to take it to the next level and be an amazing hypnotherapist and comic relief on Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. So he is the one that brings us all kinds of joy and adds flavor to this amazing information that we bring to you every single week. And this has been really fun getting to film with all three of us. If you haven't yet watched the 200th episode, please go back and watch that, because Cal, L. Ron, and I cover our top 14 or something? We did our top 10 and then we did some honorable mentions, so definitely check those out. And here we are together because we are together and doing yet another podcast together. If I had somebody that needed hypnotherapy, not only would I send them to L. Ron Ferguson, but I would also send them to Cal Banyan, who is the developer and creator of Seventh Path Self-Hypnosis, the creator of Five Path, and he's the one that taught both L. Ron and I almost everything we know. That's a little scary, but at least about hypnotherapy and everything of value he taught us. And just keeps on teaching us every single podcast. We're never quite sure what's going to come out of his mouth. And we watch these along with you guys. So thank you for tuning in. Here is Cal Banyan, the top of the top of the top of the profession.
I'm so excited to be here for another podcast, especially with you two. And I'm never going to do this again because it's crazy. I tell you what, the energy between these two. Well, I might do it as a special thing later on down the road. But I'll tell you what, I want to see you guys in class if you haven't already been through my class, because I will help you get everything you need to become a one percenter, the best of the best in the profession. That's my goal. And whenever I make a podcast or I create a training material, I have the goal of giving you what you need to become a one percenter. That's the best of the best. All right, a couple of announcements to get things going. Become a VIP member. Up there somewhere is a link that says Be a VIP. Go there. You'll get an instant access to all of our podcasts. 200 plus podcasts, all for you on hypnosis. Valuable, 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 but free to you. And also, let's see. That's all I want to talk about for announcements. Oh, one last thing. Solid Gold Weekend, it's right around the corner. It is coming to California for the very first time. Anaheim, California, Solid Gold Weekend, February 26th through the 27th, 2011. Be there. Some of the most popular and most interesting, most informative speakers in the profession will be there, and I get to be among them. I'm so honored. And go to ngh.net if you want more information. All right, this is what I want to do. this is going to be published, if everything goes according to plan, just before Christmas, Christmas Eve perhaps. So Merry Christmas if you celebrate Christmas. Merry whatever holiday you celebrate. I'm so happy that you're with us. Here is our gift to you. Meredith and Elron is going to give you one or two tips that each one of them believe are essentially important for you to take your hypnosis practice to the next level in the coming year. And hopefully they'll give some, maybe a tip for the person who is not yet engaged. Maybe they've done their studying, but they haven't really opened their practice yet. So a tip for those folks would be really good. And also a tip for you folks who are already, you've got your practice going, some little thing that you could do to take your practice to the next level. Let's see. Who should I start with? Oh, you guys figure out. Who goes first?
Meredith.
Meredith, you go first.
Okay, that'd be me. Happy holidays, everybody. And it's hard for me always to narrow down to one tip. But as far as those of you who haven't started practicing yet, the first thing is, you know, start. You can never learn more about what it is that you do or even know the questions to ask or know this information on a deep level until you start working with people. So, you know, if you have to start practicing on Mr. Pillow first, fine. You know, I don't typically advocate for working with friends and family for money or for, you know, really therapeutic purposes, but for practice purposes, sure, it's not going to be the same as working with a real client, but it will help you to feel more confident. And as we know, hypnosis is a confidence game. If you have no confidence, you have no game. So start somewhere. And you know what? Just start. Put your shingle up. You know, there's all kinds of information through these webcasts as well as articles online. Celeste Hackett did some great articles and some great series, you know, here in podcast form about how to get a practice set up on not a whole lot of money, you know, kind of the frugal hypnotist. And she did an amazing job with that. It doesn't take a perfect office to get started. It just takes an office. And you can even work out of your home, as a lot of people do. But just get started. And what you'll find is that the universe never sends you what you can't handle. And so they, you know, the universe will send you clients that are ready for the level that you understand this information. And that's the best place to start. So before I give my tip for people who are already going in the profession, do you guys want to comment about what I've said so far?
I think that's really great. I think that there's so many things that you need to do, and that idea of just getting started. And I love the fact that you talked about Celeste's frugal hypnotist. We have in our e-zine on hypnosis.org all that kind of good information also, because she had a column there on how to get started on very little money. And in these economic times, that is a great observation, Meredith.
Good. So you want me to give me my other tip?
Unless Elron has anything he wants to say about what you said.
Nope.
Okay. So my other tip is for people who are already practicing. And this may be very, very, very different than what you would expect me to say. I believe that the best hypnotherapist or hypnotist is someone who is a healthy, happy, balanced person. And so I advocate big time for you doing something that fills you up and that clears you out and something that makes you healthy. So it doesn't have to be one thing. It can be kind of creating a list and regularly doing things on the list. But of course, at the top of my list is doing meditation. I do Seventh Path Self-Hypnosis every single day. Other things would be some sort of physical activity and, you know, something that makes you joyful, like Cal does his cycling. And I've been getting really into yoga lately. I kind of like that, the spiritual aspect of exercise with that, and you know, dancing. Oh my gosh, I know Elron's a dancer, and getting out and just letting the music take you over and moving your body is so powerful. And I also personally love, you know, being around animals. I have two dogs, and they bring me so much joy. You know, anything that brings you joy, anything that aligns you, anything that kind of connects you with your belief system, your higher power, anything that makes you kind of a stronger person is going to make you a better hypnotherapist all around. So that's what I advocate for this year.
That was really good. Inspiring. Elron, you got anything for us?
The number one tip? Ho-ho! Well, whether you are a hypnotherapist, whether you're awesome, whether you're just starting out, whether you haven't gotten in the profession yet, or whatever, study sales. Get into a sales class. Get a book on sales. Ideally, you want to take some sales training. It's fantastic. It'll take you to the next level. God, should I give my secret weapon? No, I'm not going to give my secret weapon out.
Let me ask you something. Can you recommend a book or a particular course or anything like that?
Yeah, a few different courses. If you're in Orange County, you want to take professional selling with Professor Dennis Morgan at Orange Coast College. That is just a fantastic class. But aside from that, I would recommend Sandler Sales Technique. Study some Jeffrey Gittimer. He wrote the Sales Bible. Anything that has to do with sales scripting and handling objections and prospecting and really designing a good sales presentation, I'd say, would be top of the list. I mean, because what's sales? Sales is suggestion in a number of ways. People respond in predictable ways. I mean, there's this one question that a sales trainer I really admire says, do you know exactly what you need to say to get your prospect to buy from you? And most of the time the answer is no, I don't know. I mean, and you want to figure out what that is, because the way that you position your services, the way that you talk to people, and of course in some of the previous episodes that we just went over, Maureen and I talked about how to talk to clients, how to sell and this and that, but everybody's going to have their own style. And the more that you study sales techniques, I think the better hypnotherapist you're going to be, because those techniques, those principles will absolutely globalize for your pre- and post-hypnosis interview, as well as just the way that you communicate. I mean, a good sales class or a good sales book is how to use your mouth to get what you want out of life. And when you think sales, don't be like this. All right? I'm making a cross with my arms for Cal and Meredith there. Don't be like this with sales. Don't have a resistance to selling. Get over it. Don't think 50s, 60s salesmen, you know. It's not about selling ice to an Eskimo. Another quote I like is, the art of selling is about helping people make decisions that you know are good for them. And if you really believe in your product, which is hypnosis, I absolutely recommend taking some sales classes. That's my number one tip.
Awesome. Hey, what I'm wondering about is, was that your secret weapon or is that still coming?
That's not my secret weapon. That's my secret weapon.
Oh, you say it's not or it is?
No, that's my secret weapon, but my secret weapon is just going to have to remain secret as far as,
Hey, let me ask you, so you were talking about the sales stuff. Yeah, is that more of something that's helped you as far as booking sessions or more with actually working with clients?
All of the above. Keeping your sessions running, handling objections before the sessions even begin, during sessions, really being able to clarify to your clients what it is that you do so you can get more referrals. So I'd say, absolutely every aspect of your practice can benefit from sales, because it's going to make you a better communicator. If you want to promote your business later, you're going to want to know how to sell, how to talk to people, how to network. Knowing sales skills helps you network, build your business, and keep business, because there's a way that you talk to your clients in a sales sense that can happen before or after the session where those benefits. Sales is about highlighting the benefits. The benefits are going to stick out to them greater, and they're going to be able to communicate your message, your product message, because your product is your service. They're going to be able to re-communicate that in the way that you've articulated to them. If you have some sales background, they'll be able to take your message and transfer it, get you better referrals, all the above. I mean, it just has so many places that it transfers.
Beautiful. You know, I think one of the reasons that people really come back to our program over and over again is because we don't hold anything back. I mean, we don't say, learn more about that, you got to do this or da-da. We pack as much as we possibly can into the format that we have. And if it doesn't fit into 20 minutes, then we do 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 episodes that we need to really get value across. So the fact that we never hold anything back is what really gives value to this program. Wouldn't you agree, Elron?
Absolutely.
Good. So what was that secret weapon of yours?
I think it pretty much comes down to Professor Morgan. That's my secret weapon.
Can you expand on that a little bit? Don't want you to hold anything back. They love us because we don't hold anything back.
Okay, let's see. Secret weapons. Secret weapons. There's a book called Socratic Selling. I have a lot of secret weapons, Cal. Socratic Selling, that's it's about questioning process on how to talk to your clients. I would definitely Google, you know, something about generating leads. Let's see, there's a sales trainer that I just came across that was just fantastic. Google how to sell in a new economy and see where that takes you. That's it.
I'm Googling how to sell in a new economy.
That's right.
Eric Loftholm?
Oh, you got it. That's not my secret weapon, but it's close.
Okay, good. And so there you go. We don't hold anything back. Even if I have to pry it out of him, we get you the information we want. All right, so let me see if I can give a few things here. And one is, you know, if you're not really where you want to be in this profession, you know, there's a number of reasons why. One is, you know, maybe it's not the profession for you. Maybe you got to move on. Make the decision. Are you in or are you out? Decide. That's one thing about me. When I'm in, I'm in. I'm like 100% in. Doesn't matter what I'm into. If I'm riding a bicycle, man, I'm going to be doing 100 miles. It's just the way I am. And I think that having that kind of be in or be out, I mean, get on with it or get out of it attitude has really served me well. And if you're in it, you say, I'm in it, but I'm kind of scared, then get you some seventh path self-hypnosis or go see a five path hypnotherapist. It's normal to have blockages. It's normal to be afraid. And it doesn't serve you well to say, just get over it. You know, if you knew how to get over it, you would have done a long time ago. Get some help. I mean, when Seven Path helped me in so many ways. It's a way for me to work on myself in the privacy of my own mind. When I first started off in this profession, probably for the first year, I sweated all the time. I mean, I would like have to change my sport coat. I used to wear a sport coat when I first started out. And I would just sweat that thing and I'd go get another one. So just do it. Feel the fear and do it anyway. And real confidence comes from success. So if you're in it, and you're going to do it, you need to go back and review your materials. I mean, don't blame your teacher. If, you know, if 10% of your class went on to be a success, then that shows that there was value in the course. Review the materials, go on, and get started. Just digging in, deciding that you're in, getting started, and here's a really good thing, accountability. Tell everyone you know about the commitment you've made to the profession. Tell them, you know, in 3 months I'm going to have an office, or in 3 months I will have seen X amount of clients. Let the word out. Let the world know. Be accountable for your actions. It's huge. When you get started, like the five pathers, when they graduate, I say, this is what I want you to do. You know, start marketing, get out there and focus on phase one. Just really get to know phase one. And then, because that's all you can do with people in the first week, just get phase one down. And then after you see that session, then start studying like crazy for phase two, because when you have that client appointment made for next week, you know what? You're going to have a lot of motivation and focus to get it done. If you say, well, you know what? I don't know anybody from my class that was a success. And then what you need to do is you got to go find another teacher. Of course, we talk about five path. If you don't want to come all the way out to Tustin, that's okay. Call us. We may be able to get you connected with a five path instructor in your area, someone that teaches my course, the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy Certification Super Course, which has both regular certification materials, advanced materials, five-path and seven-path. We have trainers in Texas. We have trainers in Asia. We've got many trainers all around the world, even in Scandinavia. So call us. We'll see if we can find someone near you. And so become a five-pather if your training was lacking. If you're saying, gosh, you know, I'd really like to get going, but I don't have money for an office space, or there's not enough people in my area. One of the things I'm really curious about now, and I think there's a lot of potential, and it's going to explode in the next few years, and that is Skyping or similar type situations where over video, audio video, over the internet, you work with different clients. There's so many people out there that are not near someone that can really help them. They can't learn Seven Path. They don't have the teacher. Or they can't go through a quality hypnotherapy process because there's just no one near. And so just let people know that you, if they've got an internet connection, then you can be there to help them change their lives. Here's another one. And this is really important. You know, some of you guys and gals, you're gods and goddesses. I mean, you are just, you look so good. I mean, you're slim, you're trim, you're athletic. But you know what? The average American, I mean, most of our audience is American, I believe, maybe at least 51%. You know what? There's been a little bit of expansion around the belt line. And it's really hard to be confident in going out there promoting a process like hypnosis, hypnotherapy, self-hypnosis, if you're not in good shape. So it's time for you to lose those extra pounds. If you are a smoker, you got to quit smoking. You need to start walking the walk, because if you walk the walk, then you'll be able to talk the talk. You see, it's completely different what other people think. They say, oh, he's just talking the talk. Well, the problem is if you're not confident in what you're doing by representing it in your life, then you're not going to talk the talk. So walk the walk, make the changes in your lifestyle, be the example of what hypnosis and hypnotherapy can do, and then the words will just come out of you, because you'll be a walking, talking billboard of how hypnosis can help you. Let's see. Either one of you want to add anything to those things?
How am I supposed to do that? You got it covered, Cal. You got it all.
Meredith?
Yeah, you know, there's just so much information available to you. I mean, just between all of these resources that L. Ron talked about before to learn and up your ability to sell yourself, and gosh, everything that the Banyans offer you. Maureen Banyan has done some terrific work bringing you the administrative details. They have a business startup pack that you can get on the Banyan Hypnosis Mall, and that just gets you started. It's got all the forms you need. It's got information about how to answer questions. And, you know, Maureen took it even further by doing some podcast webcasts, number 124 and number 125. She did a segment with me, and then numbers 181 through 183, she did a segment, several segments with L. Ron. And, you know, just so much administrative information, how to be the best. And then, you know, as far as the nitty-gritty goes, you know, you've got the Bolsom CDs, you've got, you know, just the information you got from class alone if you're a five-pather is pretty darn amazing. And then you've got these free webcasts week in and week out. You've got 200-plus episodes bringing you information you need to know. There's tons of information out there. There's lots of time in the day. Just get going. Get started. People feel better when they're being productive. And just like Cal said, you're either you're in or you're out. And if you're out, then do something else. It's just not worth being on the fence. You know, you got to line up with something, or you're not going to stand up or line up with anything. And you're never going to feel good about yourself. So decide, and it's kind of like we're giving them the talk here, huh, Cal? Decide and then learn and start. It's really basically as simple as that.
Beautiful. Final words. Wrap it up, Meredith.
All right. You know what? I love comments and questions, and we've had quite a few people who have been submitting comments and questions and stuff like that lately, and I'm just going to use first names just real quick, throwing out some names. Thank you to Karen, Steve, Lydia, Isaac, Cynthia, Celeste, Rod, Abby, and Antoine. Thank you guys so much. You know, you're helping to get, you know, this information to the masses and helping to show us that we're on the right track, or get us on the right track if you think we're not. We love your comments and questions, so keep sending them in. You can post them right down there on calbanion.com. You can email them to us directly. You can post them on our HypnoSpace. You know, there's all kinds of places that we go for that information. I'm still collecting what if questions, so send those to me, Meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. Hope you're having a wonderful holiday season. Your new year is just around the corner. It's time to start really living life, and part of that living life is just getting smarter and stronger and standing for something. So just keep up all the good work, and thank you guys. Meredith Locker, tuning off.
Thank you, Meredith, and I ditto everything you said. L. Ron, closing comments?
Make it a good year, everybody. 2011, I mean, hypnosis is getting closer to the first line of defense for people who have problems all over the world every year. I mean, our profession really is gaining a lot of momentum. Five Path is gaining a lot of momentum. Trust that you are in the right business. This is one of the most exciting fields in the world to be in. Sometimes I after a day's work, I think, I can't even conceive how anybody would want to do anything else. That's just my personal opinion, and I really wish the same for all you guys. So, thanks for watching. L. Ron Ferguson, signing off.
All right. Once again, I want to thank both you and you guys who are watching. Some of you guys are watching this and, you know, in 2010, and some of you are going to watch it in 2012, and who knows, maybe people watching this 20 years from now. Wherever you are, whenever you are, make the next year, starting tomorrow, the next 12 months, the best year of your life. Because as you do that, using hypnotherapy and hypnosis, self-hypnosis, you're going to be changing the lives of everyone around you. All right, that's it. Cal Banion, have a happy, happy, happy new year. Signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and Cal Banion's Banion Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.